This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth. Join me as I explore the greatest indie rock with classic tracks, new releases, and my own Desert Island selection.
Star, do they call you refugee?
Welcome to episode 159 of A Sonic Youth. This week we're looking at three tracks from the new live album from Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. And then we'll play a couple of tracks to warm up for next week's American election show. Jason Isbell is of course relevant to that topic too. He gave a great performance at the Democratic National Convention, much to the chagrin of his conservative so-called fans, who still somehow hadn't figured out his political leanings. A lot of those idiotic comments from those air quotes fans expressed their view that music and politics should be separate. And what a load of crap. 90% of worded music, at least rock and roll music, is either about love or politics, whether that's thinly or thickly veiled. And Jason Isbell was not afraid to speak his mind, like so many other great musicians at this time of great American political strife. But we'll touch more on that later. First, we're looking at this new live record from Isbell & Co, called Live from the Ryman Volume 2. Opening the show was Overseas, one of my favourite tracks from Isbell's 2020 studio album Reunions. Next, I've got to play my favourite track from his most recent album, Weather Vanes. When We Were Close is an unbelievably catchy song, the most rock and roll on this live record. It's about his up and down relationship with fellow alt-country genius Justin Townes Earl, and with reference to the songs of possibly the greatest of that same genre, Townes Van Zandt. Here's When We Were Close.
Bound for glory and grown to die. Oh, the world.
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit with a recently released live version of When We Were Close. Jason Isbell got his big break in 2001, aged 22, when he left home to tour with the greatest band in the world at that time. Okay, I'm biased, but they're my favourite band. Isbell joined Drive By Truckers and toured with them on their breakthrough double album Southern Rock Opera. Instantly recognised as a brilliant guitarist, Isbell began contributing songs to the Truckers, and the next three records are some of the best the band ever did. He contributed Outfit and Decoration Day, the two best songs from the next album, and helped make their 2004 record The Dirty South my favourite album. In early 2007, Isbell was advised to leave the band for his own good. He had been struggling with substance abuse for years, and ultimately, three songwriters of that quality in one band probably wouldn't have lasted. And now Isbell has gone on to amazing things in his solo career, aided most of the way by his amazing band, the 400 Unit. Most notable is guitarist Sadler Vaylin. His and Isbell's talent is incredible to see together. Their guitar dueling, both on acoustic and electric guitar, is magnificent. And the song on this new album which best illustrates their guitar brotherhood is This Ain't It.
Texas town in a wedding gown with a near beer. Baby, how'd it go so wrong? And you don't belong, but I bet they all think you're sincere. I got extra space and I stayed gone. And you can tell him what's on your heart, and the hardest part of you looking away from your cell phone. Well, I ain't always been around. I build you up to let you down, but this ain't it, baby. This ain't it. I know you since your eyes were blue, and I'd die before I lied.
I'm Oliver Gray. This is a Sonic Youth, and that was Jason Isbell and the 400 unit with This Ain't It, featuring the guitar dueling of Isbell and Sadler Valen. Now we turn our attention to another new release, relevant to next week's American election show. Drive-By Truckers, Isbell's former band, have released a live version of one of their greatest songs. Raymond Cassiano is from the Truckers' still relevant politically charged 2016 record American Band. Written by Mike Cooley, it's about the murder of 15-year-old Mexican Raymond Cassiano at point-blank range with a shotgun by a then 17-year-old Harlan Carter, who would later go on to head the NRA. Carter, as a white man in 1930s America, served no time for the murder. Cooley's line, "Men whose triggers pull their fingers, men who'd rather fight than win," is just classic. It's musically great too, with noisy guitars and that swirling organ. This new live version is from an upcoming deluxe reissue of American Band, featuring a selection of live tracks from a 2018 performance at the 40 Watt Club in Athens, Georgia. Here's Raymond Cassiano.
Thank you.
That was Drive-By Truckers, with a live version of Ramon Cassiano. Next week on A Sonic Youth, as mentioned, we have a show full of indie and alt-rock songs about America, as we count down to an election crucial to the future of that country. So to see us off this week, I want to play a classic American protest song, released in the 1970s but still relevant today. It's from the late, great, genius songwriter Rodriguez, and it's 2 minutes of unadulterated anti-capitalism perfection. So to see us off, here's Rodriguez with This Is Not a Song, It's an Outburst, or The Establishment Blues.
The mayor hides the crime rates, councilwoman hesitates, public gets irate, but forgets the vote dates. Weatherman complaining, predicted sun, it's raining. Everyone's protesting, boyfriend keeps suggesting, you're not like all of the rest. Garbage ain't collected, women ain't protected, politicians using, people they're abusing. The mafia's getting bigger, like pollution in the river. And you tell me that this is where it's at. Woke out this morning with an ache in my head. I splashed on my clothes as I spilled out of bed. I opened the window to listen to the news, but all I heard was the establishment's blues. Gun sales are soaring, housewives find life boring, divorce the only answer, smoking causes cancer, the system's gonna fall soon to an angry young tune, and that's a concrete cold fact. The Pope digs population, freedom from taxation, teeny bops are uptight, drinking at a stoplight, miniskirt is flirting, I can't stop so I'm hurting, Spencer sells her hopeless chest. Adultery plays the kitchen, bigot cops than fiction, the little man gets shafted, sons and money's drafted, living by a timepiece, new war in the Far East, can you pass the Rorschach test? It's a hassle, it's an educated guess. Well, frankly, I couldn't care less.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.